No boy attempted to violate the sanctity of seat or peg, but many a one looked from the empty spaces to the schoolmaster and whispered to his idle neighbor behind his hand. Then began the hum of conning over lessons and getting them by heart, the whispered jest and stealthy game, and all the noise and drawl of school. And in the midst of the din sat the poor schoolmaster, vainly attempting to fix his mind upon the duties of the day, and to forget his little sick friend. But the tedium of his office reminded him more strongly of the willing scholar, and his thoughts were rambling from his pupils, it was plain. None knew this better than the idlest boys, who, growing bolder with impunity, waxed louder and more daring, playing odd or even under the master's eye, eating apples openly and without rebuke, pinching each other in sport or malice without the least reserve, and cutting their initials in the very legs of his desk. The puzzled dunce who stood beside it to say his lesson off the book looked no longer at the ceiling for forgotten words, but drew closer to the master's elbow and boldly cast his eye upon the page. The wag of the little troop squinted and made grimaces, at the smallest boy, of course, holding no book before his face, and his approving companions knew no constraint in their delight.